This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're talking about water this week, about how mostly we just take it for granted, how we use it like it's free and like there's an endless supply. Case in point, you. Do you have any idea how much water you use in a day? And do you know how much it costs? Yeah, no, me neither. And not knowing matters because it affects how much we use, arguably misuse, the most critical natural resource we have. So for today's installment of our series, it's called Water, the High Price of Cheap. We asked Scott Tong from our sustainability desk to track his water footprint.
Let's imagine. Imagine a ticker or a counter that tallies all my water use. Each cup of coffee, every shower, every toilet that's, found to be running in the kids' bathroom.
So we have this, like, all day?
No, since 4:30.
So, like, 2 hours of this?
1 hour.
1 hour.
An hour and a half.
I'm going to count. That is, I'm going to check the water meter regularly for 24 hours. I have no idea what our family use is going to be. I mean, what's even a reasonable guess?
150 gallons.
200.
This is the parents at the bus stop putting in their bets.
Okay.
120.
110, and I had that number before I heard them.
All right.
50 friends on Facebook and Twitter also weighed in. The median guess was 225 gallons a day. In case you're wondering, the low is 30, and the high is 5,000. Now, first some context. The bare minimum for a person to drink and bathe and clean is 13 gallons a day. That's under an estimate the UN uses. My family of five lives in Arlington, Virginia, in an old brick house.
Bye.
And by the time everyone is off to school and work, we've had one bath, one shower, two shampoos, an overnight load of the dishwasher, and about eight flushes.
All right, I'm going out to read the water meter. It says 60 gallons of water.
Based on the rate my county charges, 60 gallons costs a quarter of a dollar. Yeah, if that sounds like a ridiculous bargain, Stanford hydrologist Nusha Ajami says among the rich countries,
U.S. and U.S. people pay the least. Compare that to Germany, Denmark, France, United Kingdom, they all pay a lot more for the water.
She argues that what comes out of American faucets is underpriced. Many parts of the country have shortages, but scarcity is not baked into the price, as it is with, say, strawberries or diamonds or Picassos. My bill charges me just for water treatment and water delivery. The actual H2O costs zero. And typically, what we pay does not even cover the full cost of sending water and replacing old pipes. Ajami says most of our utilities invest and lose money.
We make $3.50 of investment. We only get $1 back.
Underpricing may explain why I'm now tossing in the first of two loads of laundry. Loads that are semi-full, semi-dirty, and wow, that jacks the running water tap to 200 gallons. A single load in our legacy washer drinks 40 gallons. The next thing, my 9-minute shower, uses 18 gallons, which is a good time to ask, how clean is my water anyway?
It's quite stunning, the quality of the water that we have today.
Duke Law Professor Jim Salzman is author of Drinking Water, A History.
100 years ago, it was commonplace to die of typhoid and cholera. Wilbur Wright, the famed aviation brother, he died of typhoid. It's said that Rommel lost more troops to dysentery than they did to the Allies.
He says the road to today's drinking water goes back at least to 1854 and a London cholera mystery. 500 people died in 10 days. People then figured they got sick from dirty air. And then a doctor named John Snow mapped the victims' homes. And it turns out all of them use the same water well pump.
Snow goes to the Board of Health. The pump is closed. Epidemic ends. It's the first example, really, of public health at that level.
Thus begat the Great Sanitation Awakening. It eventually brought us sewer systems and then the biggie, chlorination. Consider, in 1900 America, your chance of dying from waterborne disease was 1 in 200. It's now 1 in 2 million. Talk about value. Which poses the question, how much of this highly drinkable water gets used for non-drinking reasons? It's not just flushing our toilets. It's the recreational water. By late afternoon, the kids are home, and a trio of sixth grade girls is bouncing on the trampoline. Now, in the summer, it turns into a slip and slide trampoline.
So we put the sprinkler underneath, and then we turn the hose on.
We do handstands and everything and jump through the water. It's really fun.
putting drinking quality water through a garden hose. Now that flunks the laugh test in much of the world. Economist David Zetlin is author of Living with Water Scarcity. He's Californian, but he teaches in the Netherlands.
If I told to a Dutch person he should go outside and water his lawn with his drinking water, he would look at you like you were crazy because it's money, and Dutch people don't like spending money. If they do have gardens, usually those gardens are rain-fed.
Americans, on a per-person basis, use 60% more water than the Japanese, more than double the French, and five times the Danes and the Chinese. Sure, there are culture differences, but to Zetlin, it's mainly economics. And underpriced anything gets overused, even when you compare within the U.S.
The places where water is cheap, and the one, of course, I always bring up is Las Vegas, has a much higher water use than a place like San Francisco, where the price of water is two or three times the price of water in Las Vegas. And that relationship will hold almost anywhere you go in the world.
Here's another way to think about overuse. We pay for water way after we use it, in my case, quarterly. Imagine feasting at a buffet and swiping your credit card 3 months later. That's in contrast to, say, the ice cream shop we visit after dinner. We order and then we pay. It is the law.
One small with the hot fudge and then another small. That'll be $17.95.
And that timing is crucial to behavioral economist Dan Ariely at Duke. He says there's something called the pain of paying. If you pay as you eat, he says, you tend to eat less. And to test this, Ariely brings pizza to class once a year.
And I charge the students 25 cents per bite. And you know what? They eat such big bites that they suffer from the whole thing. Because you sit there with the pizza and you say, if I could only push a little bit more in, I will get more value for your money. But you are really decreasing your joy.
By contrast, what happens if you pay at the end? He tested that.
And people consumed five times more. So this idea about timing of payment, when do you do it, is incredibly important.
Okay, so at 9:30 p.m., one last check of the water meter.
Okay, here we go. 250-580, 580 minus 270 is 310 gallons. That's it, 310?
One family, 310 gallons. That's pretty good for five Americans, but it's a ton of water. It's actually 1.15 tons, to be precise. And that one ton for one day costs $1.30, about the price of one bottle of water. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
I had 500 gallons, by the way, in that pool. Shows what I know. You are wondering right now, though, about how much water you use compared to the average household, aren't you? Well, go ahead. Check out our water calculator. It is at marketplace.org.